Welcome to the Cosmic Reality Radio Show with Nancy Hopkins, Walt Silva, and Dolly Howard. This is a production of Cosmic Reality Radio.
Turn away from disaster, horizon side. Choose your heart as the master.
And welcome to the Cosmic Reality Radio Show. It is May the 5th, and it is 2020, still 2020. I'm with Walt Silva and Dolly Howard. How are you doing, God? How are you doing, gods?
I'm doing fine here.
I am doing...
Wow. Okay.
Doesn't that pump you up, Dolly?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to be God. Good grief. It'd be too much work.
Yeah, there's no good PR for God, is there?
No, there isn't.
I wonder what the job description would be.
Oh my gosh.
We need somebody who knows it all. No, that job's already been taken.
Yeah, true.
You made everybody in his image so that everybody, you know, deal with your own life. Stop bothering me.
Yeah, like my father. You know, it's like, I remember when he was in his late 70s, maybe early 80s, I bet it was 80s, and he said to me, I really missed out on life. And I said, I'm looking at him like, what? This is my father talking. I said, well, what'd you miss out on? And he said, I never paid attention to you children. And at least he was honest. He said, now I've got the time to you know, talk to Connor and Casey, who is my sister's children. And they would babysit my sister. She had a different relationship with my father because she was the last child, and she basically was always telling him to buzz off. None of us would have ever done that. And but he loved her kids. I think he loved her kids because her son Connor looked exactly like him. I mean, exactly like him, and was acknowledged to be really super smart. And my father would have liked that. Yes, that's my grandson. He looks like me, and he's very smart. But I thought it was an odd admission of his.
So I guess the rest of you were just rehearsals until the right one came along?
Maybe, or maybe in his mind, you know, until he paid attention, he didn't get the kind of children he wanted.
He made that admission after he had crossed over?
No, he told me that sitting at the dining room table.
Oh. Well.
Yeah, he was, I had a strange relationship with him because I was the firstborn, and, you know, nobody knows what to do with a firstborn. It scares the crap out of him. And then he realized that he didn't really have to deal with any of us, that he could just let Mom deal with us. But he would always get really fascinated with the new baby and the new toddler. But as soon as the new baby and toddler, I think that's why he had 10 kids, came along, you know, well, not matter anymore. My poor sister Heidi got caught in that. Between Heidi and Lori is 5 years, I believe. And she was just blonde and cheerful little kid, you know, just a real nice kid to be around. And my dad really enjoyed her. And then Lori came along, the new baby, and he lost interest in Heidi. And Heidi was broken from 5 years old over that. Yeah, I mean, it ended up being contentious between she and Lori. And now they're fine, but. Yeah, she held that. It's amazing what a parent can do to a child not having any comprehension that, you know, you just hurt this child very, very deeply. But, you know, as he got older, he got smarter. You know, there's that saying, is the older I get, the smarter my parents get. Well, it's true for your parents, too. You know, as they're getting older, they are getting smarter because they're learning. You know, that's how we learn, experience. So, who's the oldest in the who's the oldest in the room? They're probably the ones that know more than anybody else, right, Dolly? Because you know.
That's right. I couldn't get my mute off.
Because you don't have the experience when you're younger. Yeah.
Right. Well, smartest when it comes to certain experiences. Oh, I forgot my teeth.
Like at a certain age, we should remember to put our teeth in. I mean, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things that change when you get older.
Well, I got to that age and went beyond where you forget.
Oh, she's coming back.
Yeah,
she went faster, now she's coming back. You guys remind me of the yesterday. I had to endure the four most boring, longest, most depressing 4 hours of my life because I had to do a refresher course for the defensive driving so that I can keep my discount in my car insurance.
Oh, jeez.
That was like, not only was it incredibly boring, but it was like so depressing because they keep hammering over your head how past a certain age you're getting older and you're not a driver like the other ones. And I swear to you, toward the end of the whole ordeal, I was convinced they were going to show me a catalog of coffin selections and cemetery plots so that I could start making arrangements. Because I said, this is like beyond ridiculous. Finally, I sent the certificate to the insurance salesman, the insurance agent. Okay, here it is. Here's the refresher so I can keep my discount. Heavens to Betsy, I hope not to do that again for, I don't know how long did it last for, if it's 2 or 3 years or what.
I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, when you do.
Only old people take it. It's a defensive driving skill. Was it AARP? Did you do?
No, AAA.
AAA, yeah. Mm-hmm. They offer them. Dolly, well, you don't drive anymore, but you could have taken a test, and then because you're an old person that took and passed the test, you get a discount.
Oh, for goodness sake, I had AAA. And they never said anything to me about that stuff.
Yeah, it's a program called Roadwise for seniors. But it was the cheapest I could find because the very first time I did the defensive driving course, which was back in New York, it cost me $150.
Holy criminy!
Which was kind of a joke because that $150 got me a $100 discount in my premium. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Big deal. Then I had to do it again when I came here to Minnesota. And in person, it's even more boring than online. Then the next time I did it, I just did it online. And this I did yesterday. The full course is 6 boring hours, and the refresher course is only 4 boring hours. But at least I was able to do it for $21. So, well, I can't go wrong with that. Let's do this dumb thing so I can get it out of here.
So do you have to sit there for 4 solid hours and 6 solid hours?
Yeah, and the thing is that it doesn't matter if you're a good reader and you can read fast. There's a fixed timer. You can't skip forward to jump to the next module until the timer runs out on the module that you're looking at. One of the narrators was so infuriating.
Yeah.
Because he would talk like this. Defensive driving is a matter of course, and it's depending on the driver. And he would make this long pause, so I was ready to hit to the next page. No, he was still talking.
Oh, man.
And he would do it again and again. Okay, and I would look at the screen and say, okay, are you done? But then again, okay, you're not done. You're still talking.
I'm glad I never had to do that.
Jeepers creepers.
Well, you know, one time I have a friend, Susie, and she wanted to borrow my car. She was staying with me for a while. and she wanted to borrow the car. And I said, you know, I think my insurance was only for me. I suppose guests could have had it. But I said to her, I said, and I knew where she was going, and I said, just if you go, I said, you got to go down this street. I said, but just remember, this area has got cops. It's a speed trap. Everybody knows it. So for whatever you do, don't speed. Okay. So some months go by, and she says to me, I have something really bad to tell you. And I said, okay. And she said, you remember when I borrowed your car? She didn't. I mean, it was only a few times she did. I said, the first time? And she said, yeah, the first time. And I said, yeah. And she said, well, I got stopped by the cops for speeding. I said, oh, okay. And I'm still not particularly concerned until she said, and I told him I was you.
Oh, so kind of her.
She figured she was going to be able to talk herself out of it, and she couldn't. So I had a ticket written up in my name, and I had to go to court the next day. Right? So I go to court, and of course, you know, it's like I guess she got written up. I guess I didn't have to go to court unless I wanted to appeal it, because what it was I had to go to traffic school. I had to pay a fine and go to traffic school. And this traffic school was like exactly like you're talking about, Walt. Just like, oh my God, this is the longest time I'm going to survive this, you know. But I wouldn't let her go because I didn't trust her. You know, I could have said, she just tell him you're me. Apparently you know, work. And I said, and you go to it. I could have done that. No, I didn't trust her that she'd even go. And then I'd have a warrant out on me. You know, no, I'll take care of this. So I go to this thing. And the only thing I took away from that was something that the instructor said. He said, just remember, there is not a light on the face of the earth that can stop a moving car. Do not assume that they stop for red lights.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, but let me give you the rest of it, okay? So I tell Lee Brown this story, because she knows Susie, and we're laughing about it. And I tell her the story. She's sitting at a very, very busy 6 major roads coming in together, and she's sitting there at a traffic light. And the light went green, and all of a sudden she could hear me say, there's not a light on the face of the earth that will stop a moving car. And she hesitated, and there was a 6-car crash in front of her while she hesitated. So,
boy, it's a good thing she listened.
It's a good thing that Susie got speeding. I mean, you know. You.
Well, that's true, yeah. Followed
but
all
this
the
sounds
way
like it happened back in the years when driver licenses were just those little white cards, no pictures. Because today's driver's license.
And she told him she didn't have the driver's license nor the insurance with her.
Oh, God.
I don't know why they just didn't take her. Today they'd probably take her to jail for being out of her house in her car by herself, driving around.
Without a mask and a bodysuit on.
Right. Oh, my God. I know. That's insane, isn't it, what's happening out there? I mean.
Well, I had a New York City brain specialist doctor agree with an argument that I posted on Facebook because Larry and Elliot's husband made a post about all the craziness that's going on with the masks and everything. And then I wrote an argument and I said, I have a super simple, logical, nonsensical explanation, and then in all caps, why there is no coronavirus and caps. And I said, if let's assume, this, we're just assuming here, that I'm the perpetrator. I'm the guy designing and creating this coronavirus thing, right? Because I'm a really bad guy. So I'm going to make this super contagious thing lethal, that has no treatment, and that I have no way of controlling it once it goes out into the population. I am looking at a very strong chance that this will backfire and end up killing me and my cronies. So instead of doing that, since everyone is controlled by the media, and highly suggestible and highly programmable, I'm going to tell people that I've released this thing and let fear do the rest. Plus, they're going to believe whatever I tell them. So I had a Skype conversation with this lady who's a brain specialist in New York City, and I thought that she was going to get the bouncer to kick me out of the club or something for saying something so outrageous. Instead, she goes, yes, I know. I knew back in January they were doing this pandemic, so that's why I left the city before the city closed down, and she spent the last 2 months in the country with friends. So I was expecting, you know, a full-on argument. No, you're wrong. You shouldn't be saying this. And no, it was quite the opposite. So here you go. Professionals knew back in January that this was, you know, in the works and coming down the pipeline.
Well, even the professionals are now starting to talk against Fauci. And
The other argument that I presented, and you guys are aware of this, of course, is that I have been in jobs where you have to use masks because, like, for example, when you're dealing with sanding wood, you should never be sanding wood with an unprotected face because you're constantly surrounded by a cloud of particles of sawdust. Well, past a certain number of hours, we have to keep tossing the masks. Because think about it, it's a fabric material. Your breath is constantly humid going in and out. So that moisture combined with the fabric, that mask is an ideal fertile medium for bacteria and microbes to grow. So after a number of hours, you're walking around with a cesspool on your face. So I think that's nice fertile ground for viruses if they have an interest in you. So it even makes it worse. You're more likely that to catch something from wearing that thing hour after hour after hour, as I see people doing.
Day after day, because they can't afford to buy a new one. I would not wear a mask. I'll wear a bandana. Okay, because I know that the mask isn't going to protect me from anybody. You know, to make people feel better that they're not, that I've got a mask on. You know, I mean, Peter, my friend, he's getting into trouble because he's not wearing a mask and he's having fights with people telling him to put the mask on. And I said, Peter, I said, do you teach them anything? Because you say, well, you don't really have, blah, blah. Do you teach them anything? I said, all you're doing is creating aggravation. And antagonism in you and the other person. Wear a bandana around your face and then every night wash it out. You know, take it off when nobody's looking. But no, I am so against this mask thing. I just think that it's ridiculous. I could not even think of doing that. But They're saying that some people are getting panic attacks if they have to wear them. They can't wear them. So, you know, if somebody asks me, I'm going to say, I just can't wear it. I can't breathe. I can't breathe when I've got one of those things on. I can't, and then they'll leave me alone.
I have mascophobia.
I have mascophobia. I mean, it's just one crazy thing after another.
The fear of being suffocated by stupidity.
Well, on Fox News, I don't know if you saw this, Dolly, but they did. I can't remember what show it was. They played a Chinese commercial. It's got this Chinese person looking at this American person, and they're both wearing masks. And the Chinese person is saying, wear a mask. And the American's saying, don't wear a mask. And so the Chinese says, don't wear a mask. Wear a mask. You know? And it's just... It is actually, if it wasn't being done to the Chinese as an anti-American propaganda, I would have been rolling on the ground laughing because it was just like, you know, stay away. It was funny. It really was funny because.
Oh, jeez. We may as well laugh about it.
Well,
I feel bad
for people who have died. I can't say anymore that anybody died of the COVID thing, because they're being told to put that down as the reason for any death. If people have died from COVID, I feel bad for them. But if we've gotten to the point where it's just absolutely ridiculous. So I got to laugh wherever I can get a laugh.
Well, yeah, when we were waiting for the show to start and I was talking to Dolly, I was mentioning to her that I had seen that video that somebody posted on Cosmic Reality, that lady, that German lady, Utsava. She's a spiritual medium, psychic. She's like Dolly, you know, she talks to the people that have passed. And the thing that was posted is 38 minutes long, and she's talking about, she actually confirmed something that Fulford said in a previous report, where he said that the Bush dynasty is over, it's extinct. She went on to say that they're both been executed, but the difference is, because she says she saw Bush Sr. on the other side, but he's not in a bad place because he repented for everything that he did and he asked for forgiveness. So he's not exactly in what you would call a hell-like dimension or a very negative space. And she said that, for example, the son never wanted to be involved in the things he did because he wanted a simple life. But then she goes on to say that others are not in a good place. Like, for example, she said that on February 28th, Hillary Clinton was executed. Well, whoever you see now, it's not her. It's a body double. And they're not in a good place. And she says that Obama was executed as well. The husband, wife, Michelle, Michael, is still alive. And this other woman that you guys are always talking about, Nancy Pelosi, she says sometimes who you're seeing is the body double and sometimes you're seeing the real one, because she keeps getting arrested, but then she goes and rats on somebody else, so she negotiates being released. And then she gets arrested again for something. So you keep seeing either her or her double. She's, you know, going back and forth. And she said that Oprah Winfrey is arrested, and she's trying to negotiate getting her charges either reduced or removed because she participated in this, you know, child trafficking and getting girls into prostitution. And she said that May 13th, the Pope is scheduled to be executed. And she said, the other thing she said is that Madonna has already been executed, because not only was she a Satanist and a practicing witch, she was also, I guess within their belief system, she was what's considered a high priestess. And she was actually trying to get music to brainwash, you know, young, impressionable people. So she was arrested and she was executed. She's also, what's the other one? Yeah. She said that they have a very sophisticated video editing software to make the celebrities look alive. They get somebody who remotely looks at them, and the software is so sophisticated, it will modify the face so you would swear that you're looking at the real person. But not only does it adjust the facial features, it also changes the voice, and it can even put inflections and accents into the voice in case, you know, whoever it is that they're covering for. So they'll just find someone, an actor who's even remotely resembles the person in question, and they will film this person, and the voice will be identical, and the voice and the image has been modified, so you would swear that, you know, that this person is still around, is still functioning, because look, this was filmed just a couple of days ago. Well, she says it's not, it's this software that they use, because people, Fulford himself has in his latest report, has a list of over 50 celebrities that are arrested, and almost as big a number of political figures that are under arrest. See, so she says that, yes, it is happening. People are being detained.
So the people that are being detained, do they do clones, or do they just do this this thing that you were talking about?
If, and if they so need people to make only... a show that they're still around, they'll use this thing, this editing. She says, I had a hard time wrapping my head around it, but yes, I was able to confirm that for some characters, they are using clones. I guess it must be for those that have the means to finance a clone. I don't think you can get a, you can dial 1-900, dial a clone and get one for $100. So that must be quite the expensive. Oh, she went on to say that, for example, Biden, the clone is malfunctioning. That's why he's saying so many weird and crazy things. And Biden is acting all weird. She says that's his clone and it's malfunctioning. And the things that he says about, you know, the kids playing with his legs and his hairs and all the things that he comes out saying, she says that's because it's malfunctioning.
So they made a clone that has those eyes?
Are you?
That's the eyes? Guess. Oh, my God. Why would they? I can't.
Oh, remember, you're dealing with a bunch of crazy people. And it's interesting how Fulford goes on to explain in his report the relationships between different characters in Washington, who's married to who and who's related to who. So you end up creating this huge cobweb of characters. So at the end of the list, he goes on to say, so now you can see how what an exclusive club Washington, D.C. is. And neither you nor I are allowed to enter it. So everything stays at home. That's why they have such tight control over things and have been manipulating things forever and ever, because everybody is in bed with everybody else. Like this guy is that one. Like the governor of California, for example, is related to Nancy Pelosi. So you start looking at all the characters, all these players in Washington, and it's like either they're related by marriage or they're related by biological relationships, you know, nephews, nieces, children.
Well, so. I think that might have to do with the concept of bloodline.
Exactly.
You have to
keep it in the family. That's the way, yeah. The best level of control you can achieve.
Exactly. Exactly. What I think is I think that you do have the bloodline connection. I also think that you have a secondary tier of people who willingly would go to the dark side just because they're those kind of weirdos. Then you have a third group that are people who are very, very advanced in many ways. Some of them could have easily been you or me or Dolly, you know, Walt. Like, they got themselves into trouble and have been blackmailed, and you know they're worried about their families and you know being controlled. Mm-hmm. But they're in places of power, places that the dark side wants to control. So they get, you know, into that blackmail thing. So I think that when the anonymous group got together with Snowden and the information that he had, that they began, because not only did they get a hold of the information they already had, they get the technology to be able to do the same thing NSA was doing, only doing it even better, because you were focused on one thing and one thing only. Initially, find out how this black deep state is really organized and who are the real players. And that was one of the things that, and I'm basing this on Bill Brockbrader's talks and things that have happened more recently. But when you've got a situation where you're discovering where the people that are hateful and want to do this just because they're weird, and the bloodline, you don't have much manipulation capability in there. But the ones that are blackmailed, you can say, hey, listen, I know you're blackmailed. We know what it's all about. It's going to be released one way or the other. Do you want to be on the dark side or the white side? To flip these people. And you remember back when all those bankers were jumping off the roofs? And
oh, yeah. That was a long list.
It was a very long list, and there were many people at the time that thought they were all being suicided. But, in fact, they were not being suicided. They were committing suicide, because that was something I think that the, let's call them the Patriots, discovered, was that sometimes when you give an individual, you know, what's your decision, they don't make the decision, they just commit suicide. And they realized, holy crap, you know, the people we need to have under our control are killing themselves. This isn't working. And so at that time, they turned their focus on to finding out who are the patriots. Who are the good people? Let's find those people. And so that's what I think happened, was that they were able to identify those people who by their very nature were the type that were brave, courageous patriots, to be able to take it all back. And so now what you see is, I think, a change of in the guard. We've got all those CEOs and people probably that we don't even know that are leaving, you know. And who's there? Well, the people that want to be there, the people that are, you know, us people, not those other crazy people in the first three groups. Yeah. But that's what... go ahead.
No, I was going to say that since you said the word patriot, you reminded me that another thing this lady said is she ended up confirming something that you've been saying now for a while, where you brought up the subject that a lot of people are complaining that Trump isn't doing anything or he's not doing enough. And then both you and Dali agreed that he's like waiting patiently, giving these guys enough rope to hang themselves. And then they end up exposing and revealing all their plans because they think they're free to act. This lady confirmed your words because she says the patriots own the land. They're in control of the land and they're in control of the sky. And they are winning. What happens is that they can't be blatant about their winning, because if they go full force attacking these guys, they're going to retaliate again with full force and fear and desperation. So they're sitting back waiting for these guys to hang themselves, to show their true colors and expose themselves to the people. And they're, as they're doing their stuff, they're getting stopped. So with different words, she ended up, you know, confirming what you said. People think nothing is not being done, that the good guys aren't winning. And she says, no, the good guys are winning. It's just that they can't be blatant about it because of who they're dealing with.
Well,
who is that woman, Walt?
Hold on, I'll give you the link.
Yeah, I had seen that post and started looking at it, and then something happened, and I didn't get it seen. It sounds good. Of course, she could be making it all up. We don't know who she is. She just turned up on the Facebook group, right?
I don't know who posted the video, but one of my customers sent me. And what I did is I doused the video and I asked, you know, is what she's saying correct and true? And I kept getting yes. So I responded to him, this is what I'm getting with my dousing. And it's interesting to see how some of the things she's saying is actually, she's confirming what Fulford is saying, like on the issue of the Bushes being over and done with. Fulford says, you know, the Bush dynasty is extinct, and she goes on to say, yeah, they're not, they're on the other side.
Yeah.
But everybody is repenting, according to her.
Yeah, I heard that first part of it, and it was like, I don't know. I don't know. It's, I think part of me says, I don't like seeing these, you know, has been executed. That's bothersome to me, because I don't think it sets a good precedent for what's about to happen. But I could also turn around and argue it that you have to have an ending to that awful story. You know, that's all.
Not everybody is open to change.
Right, and in the 3D, if we just were able to turn off everything we know from a spiritual standpoint, right, This is exactly what needs to be done. It's the Nuremberg trials, but it's happening as the war is progressing. Nuremberg came years after the battles. And, mm-hmm. But now the battles are still waging. And one of the reasons that I absolutely think that the Patriots are winning is what Warren Buffett did yesterday. He sold all of his stocks in all of the airlines.
Oh, wow.
Okay, now that's why since he's done that, I haven't looked, but the stock market's in a complete dive. Warren Buffett, for those people that may not know, is like a billionaire's trillionaire. I mean, the guy's got more money than is even believable. And brilliant. He's made some of the most brilliant business moves ever. I don't follow him, but I'll tell you, you would think he was very deep state, but I've never really felt deep state energy off of him. But that may be because he hasn't been caught. I don't know. But I don't feel it. So let's just say, let's just look at what happens. Okay. Why did he make that astounding move? He's taken all his money away from the airlines. You know, sold all that stock. You probably, if you believe in airlines, go buy stock. It's probably, you know, cheaper than dirt. Or cheaper than oil.
Well, doesn't it dovetail the fact that the oil barrels are negative in their price, and planes, what do planes run on? Gasoline?
Well,
chemical fuel?
I think maybe what he, okay, first off, let's just assume that he's a regular player. He's not deep state. He's not a warrior of the light. Let's just assume he's just a regular person who's looking at the stock market and looking at reality and making a decision. Maybe that decision would have been based on the fact that it's going to take years for people to feel comfortable flying again because they're all thinking maybe a bug is in that plane. But on top of that, you have had such an incredible change in the way that people are doing business. You know, Cindy, 60% of her company is working from home. That's going to make a massive change in that company, because if you can keep your employees at home and get the same kind of productivity, you don't have, and we've talked about this, we don't have the overhead, you don't have you could probably get them cheaper or give them less hours because they don't have to spend the money on a car.
Exactly.
You know, and think of all the toilet paper is going to save them. How much money they're going to save in toilet paper. So if you're thinking that way, you know, and you're a sane human being, you'd say like, wow. And all this teleconferencing that businesses are doing. Okay. So if you realize as a business, you don't have to get into a plane that might get you sick to get you to someplace else where you're going to be with all these other people that might get you sick. Maybe I should stay at home and talk to them over the internet. So you've got the biggest money maker in the airline business, I believe, is business class. So now you've got an amazing, cut in the amount of people. Maybe it'll come back at some point, but not really. Probably ever. I mean, I think it was another brilliant move of Warren.
Now that you're mentioning Warren Buffett, you reminded me, one of the other things that this woman said is that the media is making it look like Bill Gates is on and around doing his thing, you know, pushing this whole vaccination agenda. But she says, no, they're doing their video crap to make it look like he's free and moving around, but he's actually detained. He's been arrested.
Oh, I hope this woman is right.
Wait a minute. Calm myself down here. Where is she getting her information, and how can she prove it to us?
Well, she's like you. She's getting it from her posse.
Oh.
She talks to people on the other side.
And they tell her this stuff?
Maybe because she can reveal it without getting killed. I don't know.
Who's going to believe somebody that has a posse of spirits?
Exactly. Talking? So that maybe that woo-woo thing is what protects you just naturally, because they're counting on nobody listening to you.
My posse doesn't tell me that stuff.
They make you discover it on your own.
Yeah.
Plus, they're aware. You're so impressionable sometimes that they're quite aware that if they tell you certain things, you're going to have a heart attack and you're going to collapse. So they're protecting you by not telling you certain things.
Or she's going to jump up dancing and have a heart attack.
Yes, that's true.
So they're very smart. They know what they can tell you and what not to tell you. So
I guess so, yeah.
Plus, it's not your, think about the different roles. It's not your role to, this lady is doing this and trying to help people wake up, giving them certain information. Well, your job is completely different because you helped people by communicating with members of their family who had left and they had issues that were still dangling and needed to be addressed. So we all have different jobs, Yeah. Nobody has all the jobs.
True.
And Nancy has a different job and I have a different job. So we all create a landscape.
Yeah. Wow, that's very interesting. I just hope everything she's saying is true.
Yeah, me too. It's... But, okay, so back to Warren Buffett. So, okay, so... But let's say he's from a dark side player. So maybe he's done this to do exactly what is occurring. The stock market is completely crashing. Okay? And this might be a real crash, not one being manipulated by the Patriots. And that would probably complicate the game, but I don't think it would be devastating. The other option is that he is actually working with the White Hats and that they've done this to collapse the stock market. How are you gonna fix all of this? There's going to be a lot of people that, are losing tremendous amounts of money because they got their stocks in the airlines and the prices are going down. So I don't know. But I do think that there is another thing that he may know because of who he is that we now know. And that's if the Patriots and the White Hats do, in fact, have control over most. I don't know what the update is from Gene Decode. If they have, in fact, gotten control over most of the underground system, you won't have to get on a plane. You're going to get on a train.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that incredible how they can go coast to coast in a matter of minutes?
Is it that fast? Because I think it is, but I can't. I mean, I always say I think a couple of hours. I mean, because to think in terms of anything going that fast underground is being. I mean, you can't even do it in the air. How can you do it underground?
Well, it was my understanding that it's vacuum tube principle, so the transport is not even frictioning against the air. It's actually being sucked along the path.
I know, but still, that's very fast. I mean, how wide is the wide? How many miles wide is the United States? I mean, it sounds ludicrous. How long does it take to fly from New York to California? It's done in one flight.
Isn't it like 4 hours? It depends if you're flying against the jet stream. When you're flying with the jet stream, it's like an hour shorter or 30 minutes shorter,
right?
Because you're being pushed,
right? So So I think that Buffett he realized what was happening, and he's like, "We're not even going to be flying. It's all because yes, there's areas that they have destroyed, and apparently using even nukes, tactical nukes." But if you did it once, you can do it again. The structure's all there. All you need to do is fix what you broke. and they probably knew what to not to break. So, I mean, you said to me years and years ago, we were talking, I don't know what we were talking about, and you said, you know what I think happened? And I said, what? And you said, well, I think that while they were out there building that Star Trek universe, we were becoming the Q Continuum.
I remember him saying that.
Yeah, for those of people that don't know what the Q Continuum is, it's actually a race of demigods that is a theme in Star Trek. It's one of their sub-stories, and there were many episodes with the Q Continuum. And then, I mean, how weird is that? And now you got the Q phenomena now?
Yeah.
I mean, what's that connection with Q? I mean, I just have to think that
it has been their fear all along. People discovering that they are creators, that their consciousness has the power to create and uncreate. The problem is that people have been herded like sheep, like cattle for years, and they manifest what's in front of them because everybody's being spoon-fed a story. Why else would companies invest, you know, countless billions of dollars in all kinds of commercials and advertising and fake news? Because what is it that they're capturing? People's consciousness. And remember how many times I said that the biggest psyop is this thing with the cell phones. Everybody's walking around like a zombie, looking at the screen of their cell phone, not even looking at the sidewalk they're walking on. Well, this is one way that they demonstrated this pandemic thing, because everybody got fed the pandemic information through their cell phones, and they're doing what the cell phone tells them to do. And because they don't want, you know, people waking up and discovering, oh, I can create my own reality. I mean, you said it in the Rules of Cosmic Reality. You know, those in power don't want you to know Rules 1 and 2.
Yep, that's what the game's all about. And, you know, every time they make a move, it's like, okay, oh, they're waking up too fast. We can't get the 5G in fast enough. Well, we're going to have to rush it. You know, and then all of a sudden, because they're doing that, it's waking up more people. Oh, God, that didn't work. Well, let's have a pandemic, and then we can lock them in their houses, and we'll keep them, you know. And, you know, that woke more people up. That didn't work either. You know, what are you going to try next? Every time you try to control, it's got the opposite effect at this point. I mean, tell me we can't win. Every time they do something to put us under control, and, you know, everybody jumped on the wagon and said, oh, these sheeples, they're, you know, they're going to their, they're listening, you know. And I've got a different, you know, take on it. I think that human beings are like that. Oh, if I go to my house, I may be able to save somebody's life. I'll go to my house. I don't think it was under duress because they weren't being told, you know, go there or else we're going to throw you in jail initially, okay? They went there because they were trying to do something for everybody else and their families and themselves. But once you tell these same people, well, you know, we lied to you. There was no danger. It was an all made up thing. And we'd been planning it for a very long time. It didn't go as well as we wanted because we were hoping we could kill more. But, oh well. You know, I mean, it's like, but once you got those people there and they realize that they just got taken, you know, there's that old saying that it's much easier to scan somebody than to tell somebody that they've been scammed. But the other part of that statement is, but once that person knows they've been scammed, get out of their way.
Because yeah, you can't go back.
You can't
know, you don't
go
get
back.
A second chance. You don't get a second chance.
No. So the fact that we see this, it's seemingly, you know, unending rollout of information, you know, it's wearing people down in a certain way, but at the same time, we're getting a lot of information that is very detailed, like this woman's. I don't have any reason to think she's not telling the truth. I have no reason to think that Walt isn't getting a clean reading on her. You know? So we put that into the equation. Do we know if it's true or not? No, we don't know if it's true or not. But we do know that if enough people believe it's true, it will be.
Yeah, if you're going to create Santa Claus, why not make something more productive and create the reality you want? Because if you think about it, the way the Santa Claus was designed is just pure consumerism. It's subliminal programming of children to be consumers because they equate Christmas with overbuying and buying crap that you're going to use for a little bit and then you're going to get rid of it. So I never liked the mental programming that Santa Claus puts in little kids. Well, and if you don't get a Christmas present, it was a bad Christmas. Really? That's all Christmas is about? So whether that was the initial intention, I don't know, but that's the way it became. You know, Santa Claus and Christmas is just consumer orgy. Buy, 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 buy. You know, because if you don't buy a gift for some total stranger that you never met, people are going to talk bad about you. And what are they going to say? And what's my mother going to say? And what's my father-in-law going to say? And so what does Christmas have to do with Christ anyway, after all of that?
Well, that's just the you know, premier example of what capitalism has become. Now, people want to think that capitalism is a bad thing. Capitalism is a thing that works. It always has. I've got, you need, what will you pay me for it? It's demand and supply and demand. But we don't have capitalism. We have consumerism, where mm-hmm. they convince us we have a need for this, that, or the other thing.
Yeah, and it's all old. That's exactly what Schweitzer did with the black population in Africa. The first time I told you about Anastasia, I learned of her from a YouTube video of a young man who's an engineer, and he gave a presentation on Anastasia. But he, instead of focusing exclusively on the book and all the things it says, he actually brought out historical information to create a backdrop for the story. And for example, he read things written by Albert Schweitzer, the doctor that went to Africa, and everybody considers him a great humanist, and I think he won the Nobel Peace Prize. He was no hero. He was he must have been a complete cabal agent, and he was into the enslavement of humanity, because when he went to observe and study the indigenous people of Africa, he actually wrote it, and you can find the text on the internet. He says, the problem with the black man is that he needs nothing. All his needs are taken care of by the world in which he lives. So we need to create the need in him to depend on what we have. So you have to convince them, oh, you need a wheelbarrow, oh, you need a bicycle. So you have to create a need, because they don't have any need. They're free men. He says, we have a problem. You know, we can't control them because they're free men. They don't need anything from us. So we have to create the need. That's a humanist for you? Sorry. That was an African Hitler in my mind. So that's how they control them, by convincing people you need it. And you see it to this day. Why should you push your lawnmower when you can get a self-propelled? Or why should you use a self-propelled lawnmower when you need one that you can sit on, so you can ride around and show off all your neighbors? So it is all based on fabricated needs. You need this, you need that.
Yeah, if we can get rid of the propaganda, the advertisements, the things that are forcing us to believe that we need all this stuff, and we retreat into what's called compassionate capitalism. You know, I mean, there are things that the president has done that are so mind-bending awesome. A few days ago, just I think it was Friday, he issued a executive order. And the executive order, in summation, is his statement that you will not... I think somebody's... You got your mic open there, Walt. That you will not buy any kind of electric component that is required of the United States electric system from a foreign government or company, or even a shipping company. It's very, very explicit. A lot of these times, these things are just very vague. This is very, very detailed. So what it means is that right now, if a transformer in the United States grid system, electric, we're not talking telecommunications, just the electric, if a transformer blows up, it's going to take 3 years before they get a replacement for it. It has to come from China. So if you have just said to the electric systems, you can't buy from a foreign source anymore, but we don't, there's nobody else that's making it. Well, we guess we better damn well make it, right? So now you've got, because of that executive order, you've got a situation where all of the things that we haven't been making are going to come back to the United States and be made here, including an entire, all the components that go to making the electric system. Because that was one of the main, from a strategic military standpoint, it was one of the greatest weaknesses that we had. Never mind the fact that the drugs were all controlled by foreigners. So once you've got that kind of a concept up, that you're actually going to have this amazing building of the infrastructure and the machinist, and you know, now we're going to take control over our own steel again. The Chinese bought every steel supplier that I worked with when I was in the 3D world. We were a small manufacturing company. I had to buy the steel. And one by one, I'm now all of a sudden not dealing with people I had dealt with for years. I'm dealing with Chinese people. What's this all about? It's because they bought up all the companies that were dealing with any kind of steel, metal, aluminum. You know, it was just amazing, to the point that I went to buy a simple pin. And what it is it's a little tiny tube of metal, depending on what kind of pin you need, that you put between two pieces of anything else metal that has got holes so they match up. It's like a nail with no head on it. And they're predominantly used in manufacturing. And the company in Connecticut that made those particular pins told me they didn't know if they'd ever make them again, because they can't get, the Chinese won't sell them the material that they needed to make them. So probably, I mean, I left the company before I know this for a fact, but seriously, that company could have gone out of business, because now the Chinese won't sell you the raw material to make pins. And who the hell cares if you can get the pins cheaper from China? I would have cared, because I was buying very specific military-grade pins. Undoubtedly, the economy is going to go into a huge, huge expansion, because all these people that lost jobs at restaurants or lost jobs in small businesses that were probably on the brink of disaster anyway are going to be trained to do an even bigger and better job, one that we desperately need. So I only see good things from basically your 3D analysis of what's happening.
Did you see that article that all of, I forget if, where is it, if it's here in the U.S. or in Canada, all of these out-of-work miners are being trained to be beekeepers?
Oh, where's this?
I forget if it was if it's happening here in the U.S. or if it's happening, in Canada, but it's a place where the miners went out of work, so instead of being forced to look for something else, now they're being trained to be beekeepers.
That's what the new world's all about, in my opinion. Listen, Craig Stewart, who is Barbara Menezes' husband, and they do these songs together. He wrote me a song that not only did he write it for me, he turned over all the rights to it, that I think you're going to enjoy this Walt. I hope you will. And because we're at the top of the hour, so we'll be right back. It's a short one, Dolly, but we'll wait on you. 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
I'm here. And welcome back to the Cosmic Reality Radio Show. It's May 5th, 2020. My name is Nancy Hopkins. With me is Walt Silva and Dolly Howard. Dolly, you back? No, see? Yep.
Oh, great. All right, good girl.
I didn't leave.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, okay. Walt, you back?
I'm back.
Awesome. So did you get to listen to any of that?
Yeah, you remember the show Bewitched with Elizabeth Montgomery?
Yes.
That when the witches wanted to go partying, they would go to this nightclub out somewhere in space called the Cosmos Cotillion.
I didn't watch
the Cosmos Cotillion.
I hope you liked the show. No, I knew of the show. I didn't really ever watch it.
Oh, okay.
I watched it, but I don't remember that place.
The Cosmos Cotillion.
Yes,
he even remembers the name.
Yeah, he does.
I didn't have a life outside of the TV, so.
It's kind of a great name for a radio station. A radio show, even. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so Dolly, what have you been finding out? you got all excited about our friend Dr. Fauci and the fact that he knew about
Since 2005, he knew the COVID thing, and it could be cured by the
hydroxychloroquine.
Yes, he knew. He wrote a paper on it. He did speeches on it, and it's on the internet. And I've been trying to put a couple of them that I run into that I think are real and real, spell it out completely, onto Cosmic Reality Facebook. This dude, there is enough evidence against him that he could be taken to Gitmo and taken care of. I mean, there's that much. And other doctors have been researching him too, because he's saying things that they're saying, why is he saying that? I'm treating my patients with this hydroxychloroquine, whatever it is, and they're getting well. One guy is a doctor at a nursing home. He treated all the patients that got it or got sick with that H word, and they all got well within a matter of days. And the ones that you hear Fauci and Birx talk about, oh, they're going to die. They're just going to die. That's all there is to it. You can't give them that H word. No, and we're going to have double the deaths by tomorrow, and yada, yada. Mm-mm. And they're being found out. And I keep thinking, okay, I wake up and I turn on Fox, and there's nothing about Fauci or Birx being arrested. There's nothing about them being found out that they know this was a made up, it was a plandemic. And in fact, I was going to write Fox an email today. Maybe I can do it tonight if I'm not too tired after the show. I'm going to ask Fox, why are you not reporting this on Fauci? Why? You're just being fake news too? They aren't reporting it. That's the same thing as lying.
Well, this lady says that Fauci is at the mercy of Trump. He's the one who's going to decide what to do with this guy.
Why does Trump never ask me?
Send him your business card.
Yeah.
Sheriff Howard. Half posse will travel.
Yeah. But so I was trying to get the links to you so that you could get them on the Facebook thing so that people can see I'm not just talking out of my behind. I'm telling the truth, and here's the proof. And I want them to not find everything out all at one time. I'd like them to find out Fauci, and then, of course, Birx goes along with Fauci because Birx has worked for Fauci for God knows how many years. And then they find out about Obama and the other dudes, that tall dude, the Comey, that he was making up all these stories right from the time he went and told Trump, like the day after he was in office. And I want him to find things out in kind of in a slow way that's kind of fast, though, because I want it to start happening faster. But I'm realizing myself and doing my research that things are happening. We aren't just hearing about them so much. So that's my excitement over Fauci.
Well, we're hearing about them, just not over the multimedia mass, you know, control over the people. They don't focus on stories that, I mean, I don't know. I don't watch mainstream media except for Fox, but I didn't even see any coverage of the executive order on Fox about the electric system. And that's huge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is right. Right. I know. So Fox always said, oh, we tell you everything. Well, no, they don't. Just irritating me.
Yeah.
Don't tell us. Oh, we tell you everything and you don't. Don't tell me that. Don't lie to me.
Well, I don't think they know the full story.
Well, if I know it, how can they not?
Well, because they're, you know, these people grew up within the mainstream media. And yes, I'm sure that some of them know a lot more than they ever say on the tube. But I think a lot of them, if you told them about what we know, oh, I saw a weird thing. You know that owl thing with the fingers? Where they put up their pinky and their index finger?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think the thumb has to be extended. So I don't know. It's, you know, but the one that is supposed to be the symbol for the owl, I believe. Okay. I was going over to watch Bull on CBS, and the show was just finishing up. And it was a bunch of dancer things. It must have been some entertainment thing like that. And this one black guy all of a sudden puts that up so that, you know, it's like right in the camera. And then he's got his face between the two, the pinky and the index finger, and he said, pizza.
Oh.
Oh,
oh my. Pizza gate. Yeah. Well, how obviously could he...
I don't
More
know.
Obvious.
And I immediately grabbed the remote, hoping to be able to find out what was this, you know? But it had already changed, you know, so I don't know what it was. But it was last night, just before Bull, so it would have been 9 o'clock on CBS, whatever they were doing. But I was
they're getting more and more blatant.
Well, Q said their symbolism will be their downfall.
Yes. Yes. Boy, Q has been posting. Holy cow.
What's he been saying?
Lots of different things. Mostly, I think they're doing it to tell people, don't give up. It's coming sooner than what you think it might be. I'm not real good at sharing things because I can't remember enough of it to share, but I know what it is in my head. So just, you'll have to go and read it yourselves if you want to know what Q said. I can't share it. I realize I can't do that anymore, and it's frustrating.
Well, I can't do it because I don't have the time to follow Q specifically. I follow the people that follow him. And I was going through it this week, but nothing was jumping out at me as being anything, you know. I work with it with energy. You know, if I'm drawn to something, then I'll look at it. But I wasn't being drawn in, let me put it to you that way.
That's where I got Fauci stuff from, Q. I got some other things. Didn't I post a couple other things? I got them from Q. Everything I've gotten lately has been from Q. So he's posting those kind of things, telling us about Fauci.
Well, actually, I already had seen either the same videos or different ones on the same information about at least a week ago. So it may be that he's confirming, you know, because I'm looking at them and they're taking down what they took down David Icke. Apparently David Icke did a live broadcast that had over 1 million people.
Uh-huh, I saw that, yeah.
And
I saw the information you're going to share.
Yeah, and he was taken down off of YouTube, but he immediately went up on at least one other site, and it seems like there might be a number of sites that the video is up on anyway, you know. So what'd you do? You piss people off, and now you're advertising new sites to replace you, you know. And then, and the other thing is that we don't have a tremendous number of YouTube hits that, you know, would be leaving a trail. So we're not getting any attention from these people. But there are people out there that have, you know, like a lot more than we do. But there's a lot of them that are saying the same thing on different videos. Are you going to take them all down?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And recently, I haven't seen it. I haven't put up anything, but I did. I just didn't pay attention, maybe. But there had been a banner in YouTube saying that because of the bug, we're short-staffed, and so human beings aren't going to be able to look at something that's been flagged by the computer. So you may find that your videos are being taken down without actually being non-compliant to, you know, the rules. And I thought, well, that's weird. But, I mean, every time every day I go in and I okay the, you know, what's being posted in Cosmic Reality. Because sometimes there's people posting the same thing over, you know, they don't know that because it's sitting there, you know, and other things.
I figured you're a good screener and you can screen it and not have a gazillion of the same thing.
And plus, if somebody puts something that I don't think is informative but is nasty,
oh yeah.
I just don't let it go up. I don't want to bug people.
Yeah.
You know, if it bothers me, it's going to bother somebody else. If it's something I don't know about, I don't have the time to fact check everything anymore. So I say they're going to have to fact check themselves. I just don't have the time to. You know, if it's a YouTube, I'd look at it and at least, you know, feel it out. What's this about? But I don't have the time to do that. I mean, I go in there sometimes two or three times a day, and there's like, you know, 8 to 12 postings.
Right.
So.
Right.
There's a tremendous amount of movement in this. All the stories coming out in many different ways, and it's like the dam is broke. There's no way that they can stop what's happening.
Right. And that's one of the things Q said. Nobody can stop it now. I'm trying to get in there. No, basically it's saying nobody. Oh, boy, he posted more since I've been in here before the show. Well, he's doing a lot of Where We Go One, We Go All. And they're doing... people have been making short little clips saying, I'm from Germany, where we go one, we go all. And that's the clip. And then Q puts the initials of WWG1, WGA, and then his initial Q under it. They've done a lot of clips like that. And it's just to share. So that you can see people all over the world are doing Q, believe in Q, are backing Q and Trump and the white hats.
I talked about this on Say What, but Walt, have you ever encountered the concept of the My Pillow?
I bought two.
Oh, everybody's bought them. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Okay, so which ones did you get? The big ones?
According to the thing, it says they're queen size.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he got big ones.
Okay. So I heard from the Q community that because, you know, he was up in front of the White House and telling Donald Trump that he was wonderful and that God was too, because his story is very moving. He was a crack addict and managed now to create this pillow that I can't explain why a pillow would make so much difference in your sleeping. Do you love it?
I do.
Walt, do you love
it? I do. No, yeah. I do because it doesn't collapse. It never loses its shape. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a plus because that's one of my number one complaints about any kind of pillow. Yep. They're good for a little while and then they just totally lose their shape.
Well, he took a good portion of his business and put it into making masks. And so he was out in front of the White House with one of these press conference things, you know. And people were all over him. I mean, the mass media, they just, oh my God, they were just so nasty. But it turns out that he comes out, there's a lot of TV commercials with this guy. And Mike Linden, his name is. And so, Lindell. And so,
yes.
if you watch these commercials, he gives you a coupon code. And one of the Q people said that if you use Q, it would work as a coupon code in my pillow. So, I said, And this is why I went there to check the coupon code. I was thinking about buying a pillow, you know, because it was, I wanted to support him. I just really thought he was a neat story. And so I go on over there and I put a capital Q in, but it turned into a little Q. And I went, that's weird. So I make sure the cap's on. I put in a Q, it goes up as a little Q. So I said, well, okay, I'll try it anyway. And I push it and it comes up as a big Q and it's a coupon. So I get the, you know, buy one, get one free thingy or whatever it was, the coupon, you know, I mean, whatever the coupon was. But I thought, oh, to myself, I said, well, all I know is that they may take anything that you put in the coupon thing. So then I got, I decided to gift somebody the pillows. And so I went in, only this time I tried an R. Just R. Nope, wouldn't take it. That's not a good coupon. So I put the Q in. Boom. Yep. Okay. Good. And so then I'm talking to Derek, and Derek says, "Oh yeah." He says, "I meant to tell you." He says, "We're not promoting this." He said, "None of the companies are promoting it, but there's an awful lot of companies out there that are using Q coupons." And so I said, "Oh." Okay, what's that? You know, I mean, what's your coupon worth? And he said, if you put in Q on any of the websites, Mystical Wares or CosmicReality.net or you know, if you go into the Cosmic Reality Shanghai stores and you use a coupon, you put the Q in there, doesn't matter if it's upper or lowercase, put the Q in there and you'll get 10% off your entire order. So if you're out there and you're wanting to buy something, they got a coupon thing, take a chance, put a Q in it, and see if it works. But I just thought that was, you know, how deep is this? And I'm convinced that the Q phenomena is designed to make people think. You know, because it's such a layer, it's layer upon layer of puzzling.
Yes.
And, you know, the people that have been in it for a while, are suddenly realizing that, oh my goodness, this is even deeper than I thought. And the collaboration of things that he said in the past, or they said, we know it's a group. It's a great story. I mean, as far as storytelling goes, this is a great story. We got starring roles in one of the universe's most intriguing, complicated, and yet simplistic story. The survival of a species. Can we save the planet and ourselves? Yes, with the help of Shanghai.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Another thing that is on in Q, we've seen it before. It's that picture of Trump sitting there pointing his finger at us with his face kind of scrunched up saying, in reality, they're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way. And it's Trump who is talking, and he's sitting in that chair pointing at us, and he's in the way of us and the bad guys. which is true.
Well, if he wasn't there, you'd have somebody sitting there that was part of the conspiracy.
Yeah.
And we would all be, you know, just so deep into a fascist mentality. The 5G would be going in. There's indications that this, you know, there's a story. It was very rampant initially. That while we were being locked, self-locked up, they were going into schools and they were putting in 5G equipment. Did you see all that either?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think what really was happening was that they were taking 5G equipment out.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, think about it, all right? They, would they have sent in people to take out the 5, to put the 5G in hazard suits? Absolutely not. Because they don't think it's dangerous.
Yeah.
But these people were going in full hazard suits. So what's that about? That's about taking it out because you know it's dangerous.
Yeah. Here's another cute thing I want to share. He's got a link you can go look at. YRD, which means Democrat governors around the nation, releasing convicted felons, and in the brackets in bold, dangerous, early. Why are they releasing the convicted felons, dangerous
ones early? Yeah, Fulford talks about that.
Why are Democrat governors around the nation instructed law enforcement to arrest those who challenge, in the brackets, that's the dead thing, in bolded, do not comply with lockdown orders? Why are Democrat governors around the nation instructed law enforcement to arrest those who challenge or do not comply with lockdown orders? Reconcile. Q. And then next to it, the next post he does, he says, sometimes you can't tell the public the truth. And in all caps, he says, you must show them. It's time to wake up. Q. And then he goes on, why are the gatekeepers releasing of criminals, jailing of non-compliance lockdown people? All Democrat. You know your rights. Q. That's a kind of post he's been making. And he's working on this wake up people, and in the kill brackets, an informed, free-thinking public awake is their greatest fear. United we stand. Q. He's given us pep talks. And there was another thing I wanted to tell you, and now I can't remember. I don't know. I do want to say one more thing. Off of our Facebook, I pulled this thing. This is from BBC. It says HD. I don't know what HD stands for. She slips up. We didn't infect enough population. This lady from a health organization is being interviewed. Maybe that's it. Health department. By a lady on TV. And she comes right out and she says, we didn't infect enough population. And she's talking about the coronavirus. And I thought, oh my gosh. And they went ahead and they released it. So I love it. I get a lot of information from our Cosmic Reality Facebook.
Yeah, we got a lot of people posting now. Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to learn things, go in there and you can spend a whole day in there and not realize you didn't even go potty for 24 hours. It's that interesting.
Speaking of interesting, is Fulford interesting this week?
Yeah, I just put something that talks to what Dolly just said.
Well, you want to share what he said?
Okay. Okay, So the title of the report is, Will the Scamdemic Flush Out the Secret Space Force? Although there may seem to be a stalemate on the surface as the battle for planet Earth rages on, something huge is coming. Multiple U.S. government-linked sources agree. The secret space program is about to be unveiled, NSA sources say. For their part, NASA sources say some sort of anomaly is affecting the very fabric of reality, end quotes. The U.S. military is now in full wartime mode, with over 1 million reservists being called up as a result. The list of missing celebrities, billionaires, and politicians keeps growing as a massive purge of Satanists continue. As the real criminals are being rounded up, the bankruptcy of the U.S. corporation is now leading to the mass release of mostly nonviolent offenders. While many law and order advocates are raising alarm bells, the fact is the U.S. has been operating a massive prison slave labor gulag. And there's a link. This is the text that I put on the radio chat. Americans are 20 times more likely to end up in jail than Chinese. For example, an African-American friend says her brother was jailed simply because his hair tested positive for marijuana. This is one of countless examples of the ruling cabal using any pretext to gather up prison slave labor. A colleague in Singapore has seen U.S. bonds backed by prison slave labor being sold to investors in the Far East. Let that sink in. The U.S. government is selling slave labor-backed bonds to the Chinese. The bankruptcy of the corporation is not shutting down this gulag. Only the truly dangerous criminals need to be kept in jail in the present circumstances. Maybe setting up a system of gang-controlled prison reserves might be a way to go forward on this. The sheeple, meanwhile, hunkering down in their homes, are very slowly beginning to realize that their current government is composed of criminals and liars. Many traditional news outlets are now waking up to this reality. The New York Post, for example, is reporting that Bill Gates may have created the coronavirus in order to microchip people. The NSA is saying the same thing, as crazy as it sounds. The vaccine industry is being busted big time, and people will be horrified when they learn what trusted medical officers have been doing to them. The rabbit hole runs deep, and there can be no doubt a family mafia has been running the Western world like a giant slave ranch for thousands of years, going back to Babylon. The Russians have been hysterically attacked because they were able to pinpoint the leadership of this mafia. The photographic evidence below, for example, is just part of a mass of proof that shows Adolf Hitler's children have been running much of the Western world since World War II ended. Did you know Barack Obama's mother, a criminal wanted by the FBI, was, according to the Russians, a daughter of Adolf Hitler? His father, Frank Marshall, was an American communist agent. Here is a picture of the FBI wanted poster, an agency file photo for Obama's mother. So I'm going to grab this and put it on the radio chat.
Okay. I'm stunned. You're saying that Obama's yes. mother was a daughter of Adolf Hitler?
Yeah, he fathered more than one child.
Well, who's he fathering with? Who's the women?
That I don't know, because he had all these little girls. Maybe they were groupies.
Well, no, I mean, I have not honestly studied every aspect of his personal life. But my understanding was the only woman in his life was Eva Braun. So were they bringing in, because they had that weird program of taking women and impregnating them by secret, the SS, in order to create this super group. And it, you know, stands to reason that if Hitler was the leader of them all, that perhaps, you know, they were... somehow or another using him for his sperm and impregnating. Maybe they had a sperm bank of Hitler stuff. You know, how many of his children could possibly be out there? We don't know that.
Well, according to this information that he got, at least three of them are in political positions. So that's why I'm grabbing all of these photos.
Well, so Merkel's one.
Yeah. So that I can put this in the chat so people can take a look at this. Okay. So this is a picture of Hitler's daughters. And this other one is Angela Merkel's grandmother. And here's another one of Angela Merkel and Hitler's grandmother. You can see the family resembler. And this last one, Angela.
That really is a weird one.
And this one is in one side of the photo on the left side is Angela Merkel by herself, an official picture. And the one on the right is a little girl with Hitler. As you can see, it's practically the same little girl. So let's read. Let's read. So the FBI wanted is Elizabeth Anna Duke, which supposedly is Obama's mother. These other photos sent by the Russians may help you wrap your head a bit around the enormity of the lies we have been told since World War II, if not longer. Before looking at them, please realize Hitler escaped Berlin on a plane to Norway before taking a submarine to Argentina. I have seen photos of a very old aged Hitler, but his face changed. Not at all. The photo was taken not in Argentina proper, but it was taken in a neighborhood in Uruguay, which is across the river from Buenos Aires. He lived to a ripe old age in Paraguay on a ranch that was subsequently bought by the Bush family. That is why many of his children were born long after the world ended. Okay, so here's the one with him and the little girl, the black and white on one side and the color one on the other one. The right-hand side photo we have posted before showing Adolf with his daughter Angela Merkel. To convince doubters, we now add an official photograph on the left side of the young Angela for comparison purposes. The next photo shows the family resemblance between Hitler's mother and Merkel. Then we have Angela's maternal grandmother photo, Eva Braun's mother. And you can look at the resemblance. The following photo shows three of Hitler's daughters who ended up in positions of power. Angela Merkel, Theresa May, and Dalia Grybauskaitė, president of Lithuania. We can see the percentage. Oh, here's another one. Okay. Here's another photo. Okay. These are Jewish Nazis. But these are, I believe, what he says as Hazarian Jews, not real Jews. Here we can see the percentage of Jewish blood among top Nazis. Merkel makes there's another photo, and she's making the fascist salute to Nazi Israel leader Benjamin Netanyahu. The release of evidence like this is part of an attempt to wake up the sheeple to the reality of their gangster government. After the false flag attack on 9/11/2001, the Nazis fulfilled their long-term plan of taking over the United States and turning it into a fascist puppet state. That is what is now being taken down by the White Dragon Society and its Western and Eastern allies. Here's a summary of what is being uncovered. from Prepare for Change. And this is a bulleted list, and it's worth reading. Number one, the governor of Michigan used to work for George Soros. Two, California Governor Gavin Newsom is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. Three, Nancy Pelosi is Hitler's niece. Four, Adam Schiff's sister is married to George Soros' son. Five, John Kerry's daughter is married to a mullah's son in Iran. Hillary's daughter Chelsea is married to George Soros' nephew. ABC News executive producer Ian Cameron is married to Susan Rice, Obama's former national security advisor. CBS President David Rhodes is the brother of Ben Rhodes, Obama's deputy national security advisor for strategic communications. ABC News correspondent Claire Shipman is married to Jay Carney, former Obama White House press secretary. ABC News and Univision reporter Matthew Jaffe is married to Katie Hogan, Obama's former deputy press secretary. ABC President Ben Sherwood is the brother of Elizabeth Sherwood, Obama's former special advisor. CNN President Virginia Mosley is married to Tom Nides, former Hillary Clinton's deputy secretary. The White House, Senate, and Congress list goes on and on. It's all one big cabal family club, and you're not allowed anywhere near it. That is what the alliance is fighting against. These are some of the celebrities and politicians who are being told have already been arrested. It has yet to appear on an official Justice Department press release, so think of it as provisional at this point. And I did post this list earlier in the radio chat. There's like over 50 movie stars and almost an equal number of political elites. This group is still not going quietly into the night, and it is clear they try to kill us and scare us back into submission with the coronavirus pandemic. It is also clear that for some reason their bioweapon attack on the human race is being neutralized. This Italian politician is one of the sheeple who is waking up to the fake nature of this pandemic, as he fact-checked and found out the so-called coronavirus deaths were nothing of the kind. So he puts a link to this. Here you can see the real causes of death, which are mostly heart attacks and cancer. The Chinese and the Russians, though, are fully aware the U.S. regime has been trying to kill us all off with bioweapons. Check out these official statements, end quote. We took note of the statement made by the Russian Foreign Ministry. The United States has created many laboratories in the territory of the former Soviet Union, which evokes serious public worries and the neighboring countries concerned. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang on Wednesday, April the 28th. The official Xinhua News Agency, meanwhile, said, Washington must respond to the concern that the belated and chaotic U.S. response has actually accelerated the spread of the virus to more places around the world, end quotes. This is as diplomatically close as they can come to blaming the U.S. for spreading the pandemic without an actual declaration of war. Since the bioweapon attack has turned out to be a dud, there is now a serious ongoing attempt by the cabal to kill us with electromagnetic weaponry. This is getting close to home. Last week, the veterinarian I take my dogs to approached me with a fascinating story. He said they did a 5G experiment at Zenpukuji Park, which is close to my home in western Tokyo. In quotes, birds started to fall out of the sky. I was called over and I took 3 dead pigeons back to my hospital and examined them. They all had ruptured lungs, as if something had messed with the sodium ions in their bodies. Also, they all had symptoms identical to feline infectious peritonitis, a coronavirus that destroys the lungs of cats. He said it was not naturally possible for pigeons to get a cat coronavirus. Birds are apparently dropping out of the sky in other places like Australia. We have been previously told by Dr. Michael Mehring and others that HIV was created by taking a cat disease and mixing it with genes from African green monkeys and other nasty stuff to make it infectious to humans. These people need to remove from all positions of power ASAP, and this is exactly what is now happening. The final bastion of their control grid is the corporations and the banks. That is why the U.S. corporate government and its financial system need to be imploded. One way this is being done is by collapsing the price of oil. The negative oil prices seen recently are driving the computer speculators out of the oil market. The same is being done for other commodities. The idea is to separate the financial speculators from real-world business. The cabal is fighting back by trying to destroy people's livelihoods by shutting down the economy with a fake pandemic lockdown. This battle can be seen as the stock market rebounds, enriching the cabal, while the U.S. adds a record 30 million unemployed, impoverishing the people. The satanic rulers are so arrogant that they still leave public signs of their activity, notably the number 666. For example, the FRB's balance sheet reached 6.66 trillion on April 29th, while Italy's crime rate fell 66.6% due to the lockdown. As things now stand, the U.S. military is the only institution capable of dealing with the collapse of the satanic U.S. corporation. A total of 1,031,003 reserves are being called up to ensure basic survival items, food, shelter, and emergency medical care, are available to everyone as the system collapses. Efforts by the cabal to shut down meat processing plants are one example of where the military has stepped in already. You can confirm this by reading the executive orders below, and I'm going to copy-paste this executive order link. Oh, there's more executive orders here. The U.S. is also, the European Union is also falling apart along with the U.S. and is breaking up into its component states. So what comes next? It's hard to say how long the chaos will continue and worsen, but the worst will likely be over by this summer, Pentagon and other sources predict. The real question, though, is if the collapse of the U.S. corporation will flush out the secret space program and secret military technology that has been monopolized by the elite. The White Dragon Society has reached out to the Nazis, offering full amnesty with the exception of child torturers and mass murderers. We hope the unveiling of their secret space program will provide the U.S. and the rest of the world with the spark to start a new age of wonder. No matter what, though, the mass global awakening that has started can no longer be stopped. Humanity is being liberated from millennia of slavery. And that is all.
Well, that was interesting. What'd you think, Dolly?
Well,
jeez, I'm sorry. I can't get my frickin' arrow to the mute button. It's like it has a mind of its own. It just flies all over the screen. It was more interesting than I have heard him before. Plus the fact I've read the different things that he talked about, and I've run across them in my different researches, so I knew that most of what he was saying was really true, which was refreshing. I can go along with what he said today, mostly.
Well, you know, we probably shouldn't be reading him like we do. Because we're probably breaking some copyright thing. And I'm not sure at all that we're big enough for him to come after us to shut us down. We don't make any money on it. But we may have to have Walt just start to do a summary of what he said so that we can't run into some problem. I'd hate to think that Ben Fulford would go after us, but...
Well, one thing is that we're not copy-pasting the report.
No, we're not. But
we're reading it. I'm skipping all the links. The only reason I copy-pasted those photos is because without looking at them, it loses... a lot of significance, not being able to look at all these people and their facial resemblances. It backs up what he's saying. You know, a picture worth a thousand words.
Well, yeah.
Normally, I don't copy paste photos.
Well, yeah, and I think we're probably doing him a favor because there's a lot of people that, you know, wouldn't know who the heck he is. So if they come after us, I'm just going to point them your way. Go talk to Walt. He knows what to
say. We're giving you free press.
The
information and the information is paid for because I'm not stealing it from anybody. I'm paying the subscription.
Right. And he does come up with some very interesting things, you know. He seemed to be very he didn't give us any kind of spiritual, you know, he's been leaving us with a spiritual. And we're all going to be good because we're great people. Okay, what else is happening? We got 10 minutes here. We got Oak Island's doing its end of the year.
Oh, hey, I wanted to talk to you about Oak Island. That's what I wanted to say, I think, on Say What. But anyway, they are going to do another year.
Well,
according to the way they ended it last week, I don't know what day this is. So that's what I assumed, and I wanted to ask you, well, how do you feel? Do you think they will?
Well, what's happened, Walt, is very interesting. They take these big, huge drilling things that have a huge, huge pipe. I mean, I'm talking like, I don't know, 12 feet or something. It's huge. It's the biggest one they've got out there, you know, since they've started this. And the thing is going back and forth and cutting its way down. It's not like a drill thing. It's just the weight, the movement cuts through and makes a hole. So they're going down and they're pulling up big pieces of wood and it's like really exciting. And then all of a sudden, everything that was being pulled up was like nothing. Like there wasn't anything there. Like they had were into, you know, not, and it wasn't original dirt. It was like disturbed dirt, but there wasn't anything in it. But what happened was when they were doing the pulling it up, they put down a grabber, and they pull up the stuff, and it comes back up the pipe, and then they put it off to the side, and then they look at this stuff. When they were looking at it, they found a coin, and it was down, you know, hundreds of feet, and the coin was a Canadian coin, a concurrent Canadian coin. And at first, you know, they're like, oh, well, this is weird, you know. But then all of a sudden, Marty goes, wait a minute. And he had thrown that coin in another part of the dig. Not too far away, maybe, I don't know, 20 feet or something. But what they're realizing is that there's been so much digging and so much disturbance that the ground underneath them is actually almost liquefied and moving. And so they had to stop all operations because they were afraid of a massive collapse where the drill was. So I don't know if...
You know, they're running the risk of collapsing the entire island?
Well, you know, what they said was, you know, we're not talking millions. We're talking many, many millions, tens of millions to go further.
Of dollars.
So yeah. The hole is one big letter U?
Well, not a U. It's that they keep putting these bores in and they're breaking up the soil. So the soil is moving. And it's moving rather fast if you think about it, you know.
It's surrounded by water, so.
And they've got these canals through the island, you know, with water coming inside of it. So yeah, I mean, wouldn't it be a hoot if all of a sudden the island just started to fall apart?
So it sounds to me that what they need to buy is a submarine.
and go on. Yeah, yeah.
You know, get one of these single man submarines like Cousteau used to use, and just dump it into the hole, and just start, you know, navigating downward.
Well, they've tried to put divers in there and everything else. You know, I mean, they've had people on the in the bottom of these some of these things. Very dangerously, in my opinion.
Yes.
You know, but yeah. So Oak Island is taking on another what?
Yeah, really. Because I was watching it, thinking, "Oh well, it's gonna be over. Yada, blah, I don't care." And then all of a sudden, I'm on the edge of the bed again. I got my ears are perked up and. So now I'm
maybe if they communicated with the military and got one of these teams that are blowing up underground bunkers, they would get through that hole in like no time flat.
Well, but remember, you don't want to blow up the hole. You want to get the treasure out of the hole.
Yeah, you want to keep the hole as intact as you can.
You know, by now, what kind of treasure would justify all the money they poured into this?
That's what I keep wondering, Walton. When Marty said it will take millions of dollars, maybe billions, he said, I used to be a millionaire. But when he said all that money, I thought to myself, well, is it going to be worth spending all that money to get the treasure?
Well, now Warren Buffett has all this extra money after selling all his stock. He could invest in the hole, right? Oh,
it's true, yeah.
That's don't put about your name in the credits.
That's probably more risky than doing the airline bailout, you know? It's like, I don't think you're going to be flying. So, well, the climate, the people that are afraid that the climate is all caused because of carbon pollution will find out, won't they?
Yeah.
You know, if we've said from the beginning that carbon is screwing up the atmosphere, but it's not causing the heat up in the atmosphere in the planet. And so if it keeps heating up and there's no carbon footprint, well, then they're going to have a hard time explaining that one, aren't they?
Well, we make it up as we go along.
That's the truth.
Sometimes it's like Hollywood running the reality, not the scientists with all their PhDs.
Oh, I have to tell you that Mark Joseph on the Shungite show was talking about the resonators that you've sent to California. And the area that you sent them to is the area that is now, first off, they've got lawsuits against the governor, but these are the people that are on the beaches saying, you're not going to take our rights away in the same area that your resonators are in. So
that sounds very much like my lady customer that's in San Juan Island. There's an island off the coast of Washington State that's between Washington State and Victoria, Canada. In fact, it's kind of funny because using the ferry, the island is like an hour and a half from the American continent, but it's only 30 minutes away from Canada. So the island is closer to Canada than. And she also noticed the difference ever since she got the glass enhanced AC power resonator, changes in the mood of the people on the island. She says less and less people are wearing masks and they're more relaxed. And I said, yeah, I don't put it past them because they have a fractal field that's balancing all of that stuff. So that's when you said that, what Frank Joseph said, it reminded me of what this lady said, which allows me, I have 1 minute to plug my site. If anyone is interested, my website is newparadigmtools.net. Thank you.
Awesome that you remembered to do that. We always forget to do that.
Nancy, did you hear about the murdering bees?
Hornets.
Hornets.
I guess you did. Yes, okay. I have. Yes. Oh, they're scary things. They're 2 inches long.
If they are scary.
You know? And Walt, Derek was, I said, do you know about these? And he sort of knew about them, but he was going to look them up and see more about them. He didn't even know the difference between a wasp and a hornet, except he thought it had something to do with the body. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, we're out of here. Everybody be safe. Thank you so much for being here. You guys want to say goodnight?
You go ahead, Dolly.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being patient. From Dolly World, bye-bye.
Thank you, Dolly, and thank you, Nancy, for producing. Thank you, everyone, for keeping us company tonight. Have a good night, everyone.
You have been listening to the Cosmic Reality Radio Show, produced by Cosmic Reality Radio. Thank you for listening. Choose your heart as a guide.